Bliyat Ngan. Again, right, the word is Rebavo. That Rebavo held that wherever it says any lashon of a lav of achila, so it is Riyana, Saridam, Rahman al Machalev Shemekem Loy Say Chaldam. Which according to Rebavo means it's also Bahana, Mitanan. Now, why are we bringing this Mishnah? To prove that dam is mutter b'hanah. The haray dam. What's the proof? The tanan elu veilu misarven ba'ahama v'yaitzim u'nachal kidron zimkar v'leganonim l'zavel u'mayel abay. So you see the fetish that what? How do we see a lot of Avanah? In fact, you could sell it, or in fact, you could use it. You see that Hegdish would sell. What's the Raya? Raya is that Hegdish would sell. The Raya that Hegdish would sell? Does Hegdish have to keep paralysis? The negative effect is that people are using it. But umayyam and bahamim, if you use it without paying, you have
only
if
we have
a nah. That's not a nah. Obviously, the person mm-hmm. is fertilizing the field with it. That's having a nah. Just the raya is from what? The raya is from the fact that. Yeah, I'm not talking about myelin. The raya is not from myelin. The raya is from. In Karm Laganan and Lazavel. But maybe Hegdish doesn't care. Hegdish doesn't care. Hegdish doesn't care. Hegdish whatever they want. Hegdish doesn't care. Hegdish could have comments on paper. He's derived from the consumer, the person who's buying it, no? The person who's buying it is using the dam to fertilize his field. That's interesting to the Gemara. The Raya is the person who's using the dam to fertilize the field. So we see a letting his dam to fertilize field. What's the normal way to have an off and down? What's the normal? Let's say there would be no Isra on dam. You shep an animal, you have this whole. A lot of dam. What would you do with it? What's the normal way to use dam? Well, you have any idea?
Eat it.
Let's say it's normal to eat dam. Okay, you're not going to transfuse a behemoth dam into a person. Doesn't die from that. But so the normal way to use dam. I don't know what the normal way is. Let's say you eat it. I don't know if people would eat dam, but let's say you eat it. Fertilizing a field with dam, is that a normal way to have an I have no clue. But Yeshua says, no, it's like a derech hanah. So here's the kasha. What's going on in this Gemara? Maybe, really, this is a right to have hanah from dam. And we have a rule that shalai kederech hanah. Is what the Gemara says. If you do things in an abnormal way, so we have a cloud that Shalai Kederech Hanah is butter. So, really having an off and down is awesome. Shalai Kederech Hanah is a drabana. So when it's a hepsis, it's a hegdish, maybe Chazal weren't geyser. It's a drabana, it doesn't apply in hegdish. And therefore, hegdish is allowed to. Sell the dam for people to use it as fertilizer, because Chazal didn't want to be mafsid hegdish. If they don't want to be mafsid hegdish, they allow people to use it as fertilizer.
That's normal. That became a normal thing to do with
the dam. Is it normal?
It became normal.
Things
would go in and
come
in and go in and out.
Yeah, but the dam normally maybe dam is also bad enough. Nobody uses it for fertilizing either. You just like it there. And just in the Beit HaMikdash, for Hesed of Hegdish, there's an Avon Warren guy. What? So now Teretz Mutter. Just to Rabbanan asked it. Also, Teretz Mutter does in Rabbanan as well. You're saying it's a Derech. So I can't disprove it, but it seems that the only reason it's a Derech. Maybe it's just to drink it, or to feed a few animals and food. And since it's not about love, and I tell you that, that's why you can't feed a few animals for food. That's why instead they use it for the life field, which is not the Derech. I can prove it's a Derech or not. They sure assume it's not the Derech. And he has to cash it, and maybe it's like a Derech or not. It's mutter, you know, Tyra and Asim and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan wanted to die, but they had to, so it's not because it lost the head. That's his kasha. What?
What's
the? That's his kasha in the Gemara. How does it get good for? How does the Gemara have such a raya? Maybe it's not a raya. Maybe it is. That's the issue with kasha. Okay. Well, let's put his kasha aside. There's another thing, another topic which is going to be after here. The Stifler, in a piece in the Sefer of Zarek in Ulcha, he has a shayla. When, if you have Isser, and let's say you have a seed of an orange that's offered, and you plant the seed and it grows into a tree, does that tree get the DNA Isser of the seed that was planted? Or we use the word eggeis, a nut that's planted. I don't know why it's an example of an eggeis, but an eggeis that's planted and a tree grows from it. Does that tree have the same status as the seed from which it grew? So the status says is a machlokes. The Tosfos Shita, the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah, is that it depends. If the seed is an Arla seed, it's an eggeis of Arla, and a tree grows from that, then the tree is also Ba'ala, just like the eggeis. But if the seed you plant is a seed of Tevel, which is Yisurei Achila, then the tree which grows is mutter, totally 100% chulin, totally mutter. Well, let's not tell us it's nice shiny. If you see the seed of nice shiny, and the tree grows from it, so the tree's fruits don't have a dinner of nice shiny, which normally you're not allowed to eat outside of Yerushalayim, but you're allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So, what's a svara? If I come up with a svara, what's the difference? We have very much the svara. What?
Well,
the seed is up to my mouth, so it's going to grow from that. That's the reason everything should be looked at, what you're starting to say. Taisa Shita is, that the seed is Yisurei Hanah, then the tree which grows is, Asabandah. And if the thing you plant is Yisurei Achila, then the thing which grows is Lukav Achila. What's the difference? Arla is not the matter. Tell us what's about it. Right? Why is Surya Abnar Zasar and Surya Achila's mother? Why don't we say Surya Achila, the food is also Asa Bachira?
The seed is
Abnar.
Actually,
the reason is it's a Bachara Pashtasvara that Surya Abnar, if I eat the food of the tree, I'm having enough from the seed. And therefore, it's Asa. Because by eating the fruit of the tree, I'm having enough from the seed. As far as the Yisurei Achila are concerned, what's also Achila? Just the seed. The seed itself is also Achila. The stuff that grows is not the seed. The thing that came from the seed. The things that grow come from the seed, and therefore the things that grow, if I eat them, I'm still not eating the seed. And therefore whatever I eat that grows, I'm allowed to eat. Because that's not eating the seed, that's coming off of the seed. And there it's
what?
Normally, well, you can plant it, and then if the fruits are nice and shiny, you take them up your slime and eat them. If the halacha would be, as it did nice and shiny, it wouldn't be a problem. You treat it like all the, you have a lot of nice and shiny, it's a tenth of your crop. So they'll have a little bit of tenth. If you feel it's not kedai to plant it, then don't plant it. it's not because there's no option that it's mutter. There is an option, but it's mutter anyway. And that's what Taisa says. So seeds of Isurei Achila are mutter b'achila, and what grows from them, and trees that grow, or plants that grow from Isurei Hana, are asa b'hana. Now, it's true what Nachum is saying, that the reason what grows from the seed is not, why is that considered part of the seed? Tree that grows from the seed, why is that considered part of the seed? The seed just got bigger than a tree. But that is because the seed, as it grows, not considered to be part of the seed sort of rots, and then whatever it grows into. That's an explanation of why what grows from the seed is not the seed. But as far as Hanah is concerned, Tosfos holds that that's considered Hanah from the seed, because it's, that's what causes it to grow. That's Tosfos Shita. The cycle brings from Sefer Nachal Baruch that disagrees. It says Tosfos is a pellet. Tosfos holds that something grows from a seed. It's from the seed of Isurei Achila. What comes from it is Mutter B'Achila. He says no, even Isurei Achila that grow into other foods are Asa B'Achila. B'Haraya. If you have a animal where, let's say, the father is a regular kosher animal, and it impregnates a trefa animal, and the trefa has a baby, if you hold the trefa, it could have a baby. So that baby animal is considered to be not kosher. But the reverse, if the father is a trefa, and it impregnates a mother, a cow, who's a kshera, the baby cow that's born is considered to be not kosher. If you hold, this is all discussion, and if you hold Zev is a goyim asim. But the baby cow that's born is awesome, because Zev is a goyim. The father and mother caused the baby to come about. So therefore, the baby has a din of the father and din of the mother. So the father was treif. The blood trefa is also a trefa, even though the baby doesn't have a hole in his lung. The mother, the father had a hole in his lung. The baby doesn't, but the baby gets the same din as the parent. Why? In what way is it different? That's the question of yichud. Yichud goes according to the we don't have a pasuk. All in the yichud, we don't have a pasuk. But animals don't have yichud. No, being a yichus, but animals have, in a way, they do have yichus. I mean, the Gemara says that if a donkey gives birth to a cow, so the cow is a donkey. You know what I'm saying, right? If you have a donkey that's pregnant, gives birth to a malformed baby, it looks just like a cow. So that cow is a donkey. It just looks like a cow. If the father is a donkey, then the baby is a donkey. Right, just like by humans. At any rate, so here's his kasha. The Chayyim is a very good kasha, and therefore he disagrees. He holds that isurim that are nishaveh from other isurim. If he holds that is agarim mizasa, that anything that contributes can contribute iser, so then that's also as well. The Stifler says that our Gemara is a raya to Taisus. How is our Gemara a raya to Taisus? How is our Gemara a raya to Taisus, anybody? Well, what is the blood being used for? The blood is used to fertilize things that are growing, presumably fruits and vegetables. So, if the blood is being used to fertilize, the blood is Yisurei Achila, our Gemara questions if it's Yisurei Anah. So it's not Yisurei, it's Yisurei Achila. But if it's Yisurei Achila, and you're using this blood to fertilize a tree, and the fruit that grows now is growing from the blood, partially. Zev is a gairim, it helps it grow better because of it. So we see that a produce which comes from Yisurei Achila are mutter, otherwise, Nobody would have bought this blood to fertilize the field if everything they grow is going to be asa b'achila. So clearly, if they were using dam to fertilize the field, the fruit which grows is clearly mutter b'achila. So our Gemara is beforeish that it's mutter.
What?
But it's zebek zekayim. That's something where the truth is the seed can't do it without the nutrients either, and certainly the seed of the father can't do it without the mother. The seed of the father can't become a baby unless there's a mother to carry it.
Is that what you use? You can prove it, not you make it grow.
And a tree, a seed, a tree, it's just
that. Yeah,
it won't grow at all. And without the fertilizer, the fruit won't grow smaller, it won't grow as big. So that bigger
growth.
You're tagging that there should be a difference between something that changes into the tree. Something which just fertilizes the tree, doesn't change into the tree. The seed sort of changes into a tree.
So the seed is kosher. So the other thing to be fine with.
Mm-hmm.
So the seed is mother, then sure, fertilizer, it's not the seed itself.
Well, he would try to bring a rise as a fertilizer is mother, it's a rise of seed is mother. So, the dog is saying that maybe not. Maybe a seed which changes into the tree, itself and the father which changes into the baby cow, that's different. And the fertilizers maybe it's different. Fertilizer only contributes, it doesn't. I don't know, it might be a good answer. No, it's a cycle. The cycle holds that this is a raya. It's a raya from this Gemara. What?
It might.
No, I want to finish that as well. Don't confuse everyone. So please speak of that later. So the cycle holds that Agamar is a raya. He brings a second raya, but over you'll have the same title on the second raya. The second raya is from another Gemara in this parent. It says later that if you're baking bread and there's firewood, if you use klipe arla for firewood, if you use yisurei hanah for firewood, then the bread becomes asur. Then the bread becomes asur. If you use klipe tevel, if you use the suya achila for firewood, and you make bread out of it, then the bread is mutter. So the disciple says that's exactly like Tosfos. That if you use the suya hanah as firewood to bake a bread, you take a dough, you can't eat dough, you put it in the oven, and now the fire contributes to the food. And if you suray hanah, then you're not allowed to eat the bread. If you suray achila, you are allowed. If the firewood is suray achila, you are allowed to eat the bread. So we see, like Tosfos, a chiluk between the suray achila and the suray hanah. The type of time is that from our Gemara, it's a raya to Tosfos. Yeah, you bring why would I think the seed of the tree? It happens to be that a Suffolk Arla, at least the Chutzlar, is mutter. Suffolk Arla and Israel is also, and they're not in Israel. The truth is, you can never trace back a seed from my Sebrachus, what it was. But if it was a seed of Arla, it would be also. Is it usual that it should be a seed of Arla? No. So, a seed of an Arla? The truth is not so shriach. When you plant a tree, the first 2 years is bring your fruit. When you plant a new fruit tree, it takes till the third year to get fruit anyway. So it's only 1 year's worth of fruit that could be arva really. And usually those fruits are inferior anyway, the third year. Arva fruits, berries, they're good, and trees, they're usually not even so good as small trees. It's possible, everything's possible. But you don't have to what? According to
Tavel also.
Look, if it's a guy, then it's not Tavel. If it's a yid, then he takes truma. So, you know, it's got to be from a seed that was this. He tells us an example, because for gross, it's automatically Tavel anyway. But not really, because he's already seen the arai in the field. Let's pick an apple with a tree, that's taking truma to nitrogen. If the group of Tavel, then you'll be up if you held it. At any rate, So the Sakhus says our Gemara is a Raya in places, but it's there. What about the Raya of the Nachabara? He brings Bukhari a very good Raya from Behemoth, from the fact that father Trefa and a mother Kshera create a baby that has a din Trefa. So how do you answer the Raya of the Nachabara? How do you answer up that Raya? Bukhari has a Raya connected. So the Cyclist says in Ein Terech. Cyclist says in his story. There's a rule in Shas that kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei. Kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei. We don't have a pasuk. Kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei. Anything that comes out of a trace of thing is trace. Kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei. For example, what's an example of kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei? So there are two types of examples. One example is the case I mentioned before, Chamayra Sheyolda Kidmus Para. Chamayra, a donkey, that gives birth to something that looks like a cow, like a goat, like a cow. So you might say, if I eat the cow, if this baby cow is going to chew its cud and it has split hooves, so you should be allowed to eat it. So you say, no. Kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei. If the father is a donkey, the mother is a donkey, then the child is a donkey. That's this class. Once had a Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva Rav Sheps, one of the famous Rav Sheps stories. Rav Sheps used to get, somebody asked him questions that they said, he would get all aggravated and start screaming. And in a good way, you know, he wouldn't be impersonal, but he'd explain things in a very loud voice. And they were once arguing about Kol HaYoytzei Min HaTamei Tamei. And I don't know exactly what the Talmud didn't understand. But Sheth got all aggravated. And Mila the Beis Medrash, she screams out, that Kol HaYoytzei Min HaTamei Tamei meant, as my mama is aferet, the yichater. Hashteit? And then he asked him, as my mama is aferet, bust the yich. Bust an answer. The guy didn't want to answer. That only made him scream it louder. And my mom is after it. Bust an answer. So the answer is, the kolay yaitzim and atamei tamei. The mom is after it, even if you can prove that in society today. But that's the first thing of kolay yaitzim and atamei tamei. The second thing of kolay yaitzim and atamei tamei is even more. If a trefa animal let's say you have a non-kosher animal that's matu meiraglayim, urine of a non-kosher animal. That has a din of not kosher. Despite the fact that it's not part of the animal, but meiraglayim is yaitzei min ha-tamei. It's tamei. Anything that comes out of a tamei animal is treif. The Gemara asks, why is honey kosher? Honey comes out of a non-kosher insect. So that this klal of the Gemara answers that there's a custom. Eretz Yisrael follows the Gemara, that's one. But the point is that there's a custom of kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei. The Sifra says the din of kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei applies only to Baalei Chaim, only to living creatures. And he writes there, humility, he writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from Shigayim. I hope there's no place in Shas that contradicts this. As far as he knows in Shas, the rule of Kol HaYaytzei Min HaTamei Tamei is only by living things and not by trees or plants. It doesn't apply to anything but a living creature. The Meila, we can answer the Kasha of the Nachal Baruch. Nachal Baruch brought a Raya from animals. By animals, we have a rule Kol HaYaytzei Min HaTamei Tamei, which means that if you have a father and mother, a father bull and a mother cow that are mated, if one is a trefa, that means that this baby came from a cell of the father and a cell of the mother. Kol ha-yaytzei min ha-tamei tamei. So since it came from something that came out of the animal, so mameila, it's trefa. So by living animals, it's true. The kosher nishava min ha-isra'achila becomes also a nishafi. But that's only true by living animals. It's not true by plants, by tzmachim, by things that grow. There's no rule of kolayetim and atame tame. And the Meila, it's good that Taisus Klal stands. Taisus Klal, that Yisuri Achila that grow into food are mutter, and Yisuri Hanoa that grow into food are also. So the classical, because the story is that Yisuri Hanoa, when you're eating the fruit, you're having Hanoa from the fact that there was all the seeds.
So
they the yeah. No, there's a custom. The whole din of Kol Yisrael is there's a custom. So we'll always say it by Bali Chayim, where we have a there's a custom. But by Tzmachim, there's no there's a custom. That's not because of Kol Yisrael is a tummy. That's because you're having enough in the seed when you eat the food. This is the way the Stifler learned this cloud. I think according to the Stifler, you can learn the shot in the Gemara a little differently than the Yeshua learned, perhaps. What's the Raya? Gemara brings a Raya. Yaitu l'nachal kidrim, the Kol l'dimon huzavel. We see it's Mutavana. What's the Raya? Mutavana. The first shot in the Gemara, what's the Raya? Because the people would buy it and fertilize the field, having not using it as fertilizer. According to the Stifler, it's a stronger rye. It's not a rye because you use it as fertilizer. The rye is because when a fruit comes out on the tree, is that fruit off the bahana? Is that fruit? Let's see. If dam is yisurei hanah, what's the din? Dam is yisurei hanah, and something grows from yisurei hanah. So then that also has a din of Yisurei Hanoah. So it could be the Gemara's Raya is, look, if people use this dam to fertilize the field, obviously the fruits were mutter, or else they wouldn't have paid for this dam. The fruits are clearly mutter. How are the fruits mutter? I grow from Yisurei Hanoah. Must be, dam is not Yisurei Hanoah, it's only Yisurei Achila. It must be the dam is Yisurei Achila, because that takes this cloud. So what grows from Yisurei Achila are mutter, what grows from Yisurei Hanoah are asur. And since this dam is being used to fertilize the field, and the disciple understood that this is considered kol nitzava from the dam, so the Gemara's raya could very well be from the fact that the fruits are mutter by Achila. How can you eat the fruits? How can you eat the fruits? Either grow from Yisurei Hanoah. If you die, if you go down with asur Hanoah, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the food. It grew from Yisurei Hanoah. Kalamai, the Gemara is proving, must be down, is not also about Noah, it's also about Chilu.
Does it make a difference which one would be the last one? Just from the fact that they use it, or from the fact that they
put the liquor? So what do you gain with the cipher? If you learn like the cipher, perhaps the kasha of the Yeshua would fall off. So Yeshua adds that using fertilizer on a field, true, maybe the dam is also bound up. It's that way, maybe it's using it on the field, because it's like Kederach Hanoah. Because I weren't guiding. So you're allowed to, why you're allowed to use it on the field? It's like Kederach Hanoah. That was the disciples' cash. So what's the Gemara's proof that dam is mutter bound up? They use it as fertilizer. Maybe they use it as fertilizer because it's like Kederach. That was the disciples' cash. That's only a cash, the Peshu's cash. Peshu's cash was. So we started before I got to this site. Right? So Yeshua's kasha was, what's the shot in the Gemara? Maybe using dam to fertilize the Shalom Kederach Hanoah. And that's why, by kashim, they weren't good. So Yeshua's kasha is only shver if you're asking on using it as fertilizer. But spreading it in the field as fertilizer, that's Shalom Kederach. All right, so the kasha. But maybe the Gemara didn't mean to bring a raya from them, from the fact that they used it as fertilizer. The Gemara then to bring a raya from the fact that the fruits which grew are mutter, and fruits which grow from Yisurei Hanoah are utter. So it must be that the dam is not Yisurei Hanoah. That would seem to be the a good way to resolve the problem, to learn up the Gemara, learning up the Gemara slightly different.
Say that you use it to learn Kederach Hanoah from the fruit that will grow. And
think about that. That's like the negative answer. But it's still an answer. Even if you use the word derech hanah, it's still Isurei hanah. The test of Isurei hanah. Something like Rosh Hashanah should still be, us.
Maybe,
perhaps. Maybe you're right. It's just,
maybe you say Dham is looking at Sarah over there.
That proves that Dham is only Isurei Achila. That's how we're proving it. Because it will be Isurei hanah, we should have an answer on it.
But not nothing to do with it, not alone.
Why has nothing to do
with it? Dham.
Come again.
It's really for like the Hanah. No,
spreading the Dham in the field. That's what's like the Hanah. This is the stipler and this is the Tzeishua. Now, just as an afterthought, I hope I'm saying this right, but I remember once seeing a tzak, I think it was in the Kolbay, say for Kolbay, not the Tabeiro. 99% sure it was there. They had a shayla about an ovarian transplant. An ovary is the part of a woman that contains the ovum, that contains the cell that turn into a baby eventually, that turn into a child. So he had a shayla there. If you take an ovary from one woman and you transplant it into a second woman, now when you transplant the ovary, the cells of the first woman are being put into the second woman, and then the second woman has a baby using the ovary of the first. The baby will be genetically similar to the first woman, not to the one who carries it. Here's a Shiloh, whose baby is it? Whose child? Who has the din of the mother? Is it the ovary, the one whose ovary it was? Or is it the host mother, the mother that carried the ovary and that carried the baby? All transplant cells are still alive. Today they do not do ovarian transplants, for whatever reason. But when they transplant anything, the cells are alive. Once a cell dies, you can't make dead cells come alive. The science is not able to do that.
The new mother, her mother, her well,
trying to keep it alive.
Keep, I mean,
that's right, every transplant.
So I'm saying, so why would you say how you do the first lady? Right now, everything else.
The ovary, the cell in which the baby, if the first lady is black, the second lady is white, the baby will have a genetic code which will make the baby black. It's the genetic, the cell from which the baby was created, the first woman. So the, in this sefer, he brings a raya that the second mother is the mother, from a Mishnah, I believe it's in Trumas, which says that if you graft a branch from one tree onto another tree, let's say you take a branch of Arla, and you graft it onto a normal tree, which is not Arla, the grafted branch gets the din of the tree itself, and the fruits that grow on this branch have a din of the trunk of the tree, not of the branch. That's his right. He wants to say the ovary is the same thing. If the tree is a tree and the ovary is on a human being, it's exactly the same thing. You're taking a branch and you're transplanting it. Well, grafting is transplanting a branch, and transplanting the ovary is transplanting an ovary. That's his dinion, which sounds like a good dinion.
If you graft a branch into a tree,
yeah?
Well,
it becomes part of the tree. But it'll still have its own identity. It's the first, you would transplant. If you graft a tree, certainly a tree with a bud, onto another tree, it would take the identity, it will be mixed of the two. If you have a budding fruit and you transplant it, it will be the first fruit. Some of the fruit.
I don't understand what that is.
What?
The
mixture of the main tree. The biggest
one?
No, of the new tree. That's the main. That's the main. According to the stipler, the chayla, the din is not a din. You're bearing with me? I was just sitting in the Beit Yosef earlier thinking that according to the stipler, you can't compare human beings to trees. Because by human beings, by living creatures, there's a din of kol ha'yotzim and atame tame. Now whether it applies to people as well, I can't prove, but if you hold kol ha'yotzim min ha'tamei tamei, so let's say the mother whose ovary it is a mamzer, and you transplant her ovary into a woman who's not a mamzer, Mazarah. So the Chayra, if you hold that Kala Yaitem and Atami Tami applies to humans, which I can't prove, then it would be different. What comes from a human is still attributed to the first human, just like by the animal in the Gemara, where what comes from one animal is still attributed to that animal. The trace animal impregnates the kosher animal, the baby's trace. It could be by a mamzer, there would be the same problem. It's no proof from a tree. No proof from a tree. The whole cycle is saying tzmachim and balechai are not comparable. Tzmachim and balechai are not a comparable. This should also be that it's not necessarily a raya. Okay, so this is the cycle. Let's move on to the Gemara. Okay. Whether he said it by Isri Anar, you know, we have to ask. It would be unusual for there to be people count on these bucks of a clown. So it's not a giant. They're not normally sent Basa. Basa Shruta, you think that we said Basa Shruta? You see the Marla. Lamaisa, the truth is that on Pesach we are Makkid. On Pesach we're Makkid. All year round we're not Makkid. Because this whole discussion is based on Zev Zagarim being Basa. I'm not sure how we pass it on Zev Zagarim. On Pesach we are Asa. There's a tremendous amount of disagreement. If feeding an animal trace, it makes the animal trace. It's all in the Tshuva Svarim about Pesach. Why is that Tshuva Svarim about all year round? I'm not sure. But the issue of milk needing to be kosher Pesach, and milk is still milk. Why do you have to have kosher Pesach milk? It's all falling in there. It's not just a discussion. Good question. I assure you that you'll find something on it. Where? Back to the Gemara. No. I'm really holding. Myelam that shani dam gitzish lemay. No, I dam is mutter by not like. What if it's good like zechleno alayis shvachenu kamei? Mama in the tarim asham. That's the Gemara. Who says myelam is mutter? Dei me kamei when it's not from agabi amishaya. Mayim means most water. The Gemara shrugged it up. Maybe right mayim. You can't prove that. It doesn't say right mayim. Ravashi kamayim nishbachim v'loy kamayim anisachim. So mayim anishbachim are mutabahadra, and the meila, that's how we know dam is mutabahadra. Taisus, v'harei dam. We started Taisus yesterday. What bothered Taisus? Father Taisus is the sphere between this Gemara of Dam and the previous Maskana by Jit. He said, how do you know Gid Anosh is Mutabana? Because Kishuhutra Nevela, he's the Gida, the Chelba Hutra. So when the Torah said Nevela is Mutabana, the Torah was Makir. Any part of an animal. So Father Taisus, if Kishuhutra Nevela, the Gida Hutra, say Sensei by Dam. Say Kishuhutra Nevela, the Dam is also Mutabana. That's the kasha that's bothered Taisus. So we yesterday had a hard time understanding Taisus' tariff. What's he tell us? Hari dam, the Rachman Amar. Mashma, the dam boy, have a bechla behema? Taisus, dam. Someone translate, what do you mean, lo yahavi bechla behema? What does this full word mean? Dam, speaking of Taisus. Lo you know, havi you know, bechla you know, behema you know. Taisus, dam is not included in behema. What does that mean? Every behemoth has dam. The halachas of behemoth. Okay, dam, great touch. Dam is not included in the dinim of a behemoth. Let's say somebody drank dam. He's not allowed to. He made a mistake. He came home, there was a beaker of red stuff, there was a punch, and he drank it, and he was dam. Does he have to wait 6 hours for nothing?
Does
he have to wait 6 hours for nothing, sir? What? You sure the answer is no? I'm not sure, I don't know. Is dam part of the animal? It's not part of the animal. Why should dam not So it's sound. Sure, yeah. He ate kosher, he doesn't have to waste the sound. He doesn't have to. But he eats a piece of a kosher animal. So Pashas, they have to wait for Sam. It's not Yehuda. It's Mechayla, the way you have to learn this Taisis, and the Stifler learns Taisis this way. This is a different Stifler. This Stifler, I told you yesterday, I was looking for Shad and Taisis. So I found this Stifler is in Zvachin, both of them are Chas, in Zvachin. The Stifler, the name of the piece in the Stifler is Izam Havi Bechlal Vasa. Name of the piece. Izam considered part of the carcass of the animal, the basar of the animal. Izam Bechlal Vasa. He says, Taisa from Sachin Chaseicho, that Dam is not part of basar. That's what Taisa is talking about. So when you say basar behema, it includes the meat. It includes the gid, it includes the chalev, it does not include the blood. And that's what Taisus is saying, if you read the rest of Taisus, that's the connection. Mashva the dam loy habi b'chal behemah. That means dam is not considered part of the flesh of an animal. The dwayn ishtani kishushu behemah dam in amihush. Kashra ben atam? Apuf hakeh. Domer b'hamay tiyayin. Dam nevela be'kilu metanei. Dam of a nevela, plus a nevela is metamei. So Bikil says dam nevela also. Become us and Rabbi Yaisi, then Rabbi Yehuda. The light metamei Bikil Ella, kishiyesh Rabbiyas dam. There's got to be at least Rabbiyas of dam. Title the Yachal Likrai Shvalamid al Kazai. Because the Rabbiyas of dam, if you let it harden, it turns into a sheer Kazai. Alma Chashav like a Basar. So with Bakhtaisis, we see from there dam is Basar. Because we're considering dam to have a din of basar nevela. Dam nevela is a din of basar nevela. So we see dam is considered basar. Chayta good raya. Tirit 3, the hasam lav mishum the chashuv leke basar. It's not because it's considered basar. Ela yeshum pasik. This doesn't have the pasik. There's a pasik somewhere, the dashinam inay, the dam nevela is tamen. U mismara mishamina mirviyas kadamar hasam. But below Riboy, there will be no pasik, loy chashvin and dam kibasar. And I prove it, the nula nami, mapik dam sheret, maybe zelakam atame, misheret kufale yadinale. Dam sheret is only asr because a special pasik. The fact that a sheret is tame is not matame the dam of a sheret. So what is this Taisa saying? Blood is not pasik. Blood is not considered basar neveila. It's not considered basa sheret, and it's not considered basa behema. Sometimes it seems that if you drink down, you don't become flesh.
You can't
take flesh because
the
sun
part has mixed
in with blood, with the dam, with the basa. Just that it's that you'd be allowed to drink dam sheret, even though sheret is awesome. If not, that there was a pus. That means that dam sheret, as it comes out of a sheret, is not part of it. It is not considered basar sheret. In one, in the body, you're right, but when it comes out, when you separate it, the dam is heavy.
What
comes up and says, it's a chayre, that you're not flesh. If blood, whatever, if it's true that what blood contains, blood contains many parts. If that's what it contains, it has a din basar, then the whole place is not a raya. The whole place is a shek. Place is saying that dam, as it comes out of the animal, is not considered to be basar of the animal. It doesn't have it in the nevela, it doesn't have it in the shara, it's not for itself. Place is saying that the dam, it's talking about the same blood. It's a hesham, it's a benishim. But place is talking about that. He's talking about the blood that comes out. The blood that comes out of it.
Yes, you have to machine that fits the animal would be yes or no, and automatic down would be yes or no too, if you stop the fact it's two separate things.
Let's say Sarafila, what would you say? The animal is Sarafila. The Dhamma Sarafila?
It's different things, the
same thing, yes. But this takes us to say that's not so. You say. The
animal is Sarafila, the Dhamma also would be Sarafila.
Yes, if you hold it the same, that's
right.
True.
We discover it would be nothing if I know. If I say the animal is Sarafila, the Dhamma is Sarafila too, which is then not the case. Most times too, it's not the case. If I said it, the Dhamma is most Sarafila.
But saying the Dhamma is Musa Ba'anoch in a different Makar,
right.
Not because the Torah was not in the Vela.
Right.
But saying when the Torah was not in the Vela, it was not necessarily not in Dhamma. Dhamma is not included. Okay? So, you mean there it's really the Chumra, the Dhamma is more Chumra than in the Vela. Say the Dhamma could be also Ba'anoch in the Vela. It seems to be that Dhamma is not Bechal Basa. And the disciple brings a place that Sanhedrin holds Sakhar. Place that Sanhedrin Daf Dalet holds that Dham is considered Basar, and he calls it a Machlaikis to Bali Taisis. Dham Adam Mutter? Human blood. Is there any list of Tara to drink their human blood? There's no list of Tara. Tara no place to us is human blood. The only reason we don't drink human blood, well, one reason it doesn't taste good. But the reason we don't have human blood is because it's Atman Asari. That's what the Gemara says, if you keep up eating, you're allowed to swallow the blood. Let's just spit out. If somebody has their tongue is bleeding, and the teeth are bleeding, then we'll have to split out and spit out the dam. Because dam ha'adam is Muslim in Asari. It's only us, Atman Asari. That's why if it's in your mouth, that there's no human Asari. Someone has a cut on his finger, he could wipe away whatever dam came out already, and he'd let it suck. Somebody gets bleeding from a rusty nail or something, he's supposed to suck out the surface. There's no issue. There's no issue, because first dam or dam is looking in the face. What about Basar Adam? Is human flesh us in the face? Huh? Is human flesh us in the face? The flesh is the Ram in the Rush. The flesh is the same. A mace is also by Noah, but the Basam and Achai. Is Basam and Achai also by Achim or not? It's the Machlaikis, the Shainim, the Rambam, the Rush, put down your day. If Basar Adam is kosher, Basar Adam is trash. Which way is the Sarayim? Why did I make any of this? Huh? If Dam Adam is kosher, and the Hedaya that holds Basar Adam is trash. So that would prove that Dham is not Basar. That would bring this from the Rivash. Right? If Basar Adam is trash, Minatayim, and Dham Adam is Kasher Minatayim, that proves that Dham is not Basar. It's a Machlaikis. Ramon in the Rush. It's a riot from one to the other sheet holds up both Muslims. It's not a riot either way. But it's still a riot from those who show him that hold Basar Adam is Asher, and they still hold Dham Adam is Kasher. That would seem to be a riot. But the fact is, brings from the Rivash such a conscience. Are people included in the Israel of Menachai? You mean Basar Menachai? You mean any Basar that comes off? The person included in Basar Menachai? Yeah. No. Flesh is not an Aver either. Because flesh is not. But Aver Menachai is only a complete Aver. The whole Basar Menachai, there's two demons. There's Aver Menachai and a Basar Menachai. According to one, it says it's more sure it's no right, could be coincidental, we better say. It's not right, so the Torah didn't ask for this, Torah didn't ask for that. Could be done as not possible, but if the Torah just didn't ask for you. Okay, back to the Gemara. Two lines in the back. Eima kamayim and ishbachel seyavai dezara. Maybe the din of dam is like water which is still in front of an Avodah Zarah. What's the din of water you still in front of an Avodah Zarah? Asa, why is it Asa? Rashi? No Rashi. Why is it Asa? Right, so there's a din called Takruv is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is only Asa if it falls under a category of Yisurei Hanah. Gotta be one of the categories of Yisurei Hanah. Yeah, a few categories. One is Takruvus Avodah Zarah, something you offer as a sacrifice, the Avodah Zarah. Then there's Nay Avodah Zarah, something made to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Then there's Mitashmishe or Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, something, let's say, a broom used to sweep or polish the Avodah Zarah. What else? The Avodah Zarah itself. So they're either the Guf Avodah Zarah, Takruvus Avodah Zarah, Nay Avodah Zarah, or Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. The church has a basketball court. It's not us about that. Unless it's something made to beautify, if it's a garden that's made to beautify the church, so then there it is also about that. But if it's something that, because that's Nay Avodah Zarah. It depends. It depends what the... what it is, it's got to fall into one of those four categories. So Mayim and Mishpachus Avodah Zarah falls under the category of Takruvus Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Asur. Now we'll discuss this in a minute. I just want to finish the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, maybe it's Mayim and Mishpachus Avodah Zarah, which is Takruvus, it should be Asur. And the Gemara Hasam Nami Nisuch predicted Yishtu Niyayim Nisuch. Now this is all according to Rabbi Avol. According to Chizkia, why does it say a pasuk Mayim? It's Kishtam L'mayim. L'mayim says Kishtam L'mayim. Because Rabbi Baraba, then Rabbi Baraba and Rabbi Yechanan, Minayim Adam Kachim She'ein Le'machshir. How do you know that if Adam Kachim falls on a fruit, it doesn't make a Mushal Tabal Tumah? Shenemar V'Sechlenu V'Al Ha'aretz Nishpachenu Kamayim. That only Adam Shenishpach Kamayim is Machshir. She'ein Nishpachayim Eidem. So, in the Din Takruvus Avodah Zarah, which is also Bahanah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings a Makar. How do you know Takruvus Avodah Zarah are Asur? It brings a Pasuk from Tehillim. Vayitzmedu Labal Pa'ar, Vayechlu Zizchei Nesim. It says that there were Yidden who offered sacrifices to Baal Pa'ar, and they ate Zizchei Nesim. It calls a carbon. Sacrifice to Avodah Zarah calls it Zivchei Mason, the Zevach of a dead body. So the Gemara says, Man Mace, Asabana, Ah, Takruvus Avodah Zarah, Asabana. That's what it says in Avodah Zarah, that's Mun, I believe. Zivchei Mason. Zvachim, sacrifice is Mason, instead of like dead body. The Machlekis, Yishainim, that's an Isidai Raisa. Well, maybe it's only in the Siddur Abanan, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, which is not a Pasuk in the Torah. Maybe it's just an Asmachta. The Ritva Shita is that it's in the Siddur Abanan, and the Rajva Shita is that it's in the Siddur Abanan. The Chaykish Rishayim, it's in the Siddur Abanan, and the Siddur Abanan. The Chayra, our Gemara is a Raya, which way? Our Gemara is a simple Raya that it is. What? From the Gemara. Gemara says that Ema, when it says in the Pasuk, Ara Shishkana Kamayim, Ema Kamayim and Mishpachos Neyavai Nizara. What does that mean? The Torah meant Shishkana Kamayim, that it's Kamayim and Mishpachos Neyavai Nizara, which would seem to be. That's the Pharisee and Agamara, like the Ripa, which found the Rashi. Hopefully tomorrow we'll come back and answer it. And tomorrow we'll start the next tomorrow.